Masechet Eduyot Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet will also now have machlokot between Rabban Gamliel and Hachamim. We'll talk about a machloket in terms of utensils if they have the ability to become tameh. Mishnah says, Arba'a devarim Rabban Gamliel metameh v'Hachamim metaharin. There are four things that Rabban Gamliel says have the ability to become tameh because they're utensils. And Hachamim disagree and say that they're always going to remain tahor. Number one, kisui teni shel matachot shel ba'le batim, the cover of a metal basket. These types of metal baskets would be used to put broken scrap metal. Rabban Gamliel says that these items are a utensil because the cover could become tameh, because if you hold the cover upside down, for example, it looks like it's a bowl. It looks like something could be held in there. So therefore, it's considered to be a utensil. Hachamim argue, and they say that people only use it as a cover. They cover the basket, so therefore, it's not an actual utensil. So therefore, it always remains pure. It cannot become tameh. It's a rule of thumb we have to remember throughout these Mishnayot. Only something that has use, that could be a keli, is considered to be something that can become tameh. Number two, utlui hamagradot, the hook of a bathing comb. In the times of the Mishnah, they would hang up all of the combs that they would use to clean their skin. They would hang it on a certain type of nail in the bathhouse. This type of nail, according to the Hachamim, cannot become tameh, while Rabban Gamliel says that it can be because it has its own shape, it looks a certain way, and therefore it's a utensil in its own right and could become tameh. Number three, Ugalme kele matachot, unfinished metal kelim. They have these metal utensils that are usable, but they're missing something. They haven't been fully at that point of the gemar melacha. They're not engraved, they're not polished. So Rabban Gamliel says that they're usable, bottom line. So they're considered to be utensils, and therefore they could become tameh. But the Hachamim say no. Until they're finished, they're not considered to be utensils. And the last case, the tavla shenechaleka lishnayim, a tray that was split into two pieces that are the same size. According to Rabban Gamliel, both pieces have the ability to become tameh. Even though they look to be the same size, they can't really be the same size. One of them is bigger than the other. The bigger piece for sure could become tameh because it's the majority of the original tray that broke. And therefore, at the point now, we don't know which one is bigger. So we have to treat both of them as if they have the ability to become tameh. But according to the Hachamim, we assume that both pieces are the same size. Neither one of them is the majority of the original tray, only half of it. So therefore, neither one of them retains that original status, and therefore, both of them cannot become tameh. We'll have a case where Hachamim agree that one of the pieces can become tameh. Umodim Hachamim Rabban Gamliel. Hachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel betavla shenechleka lishnayim, ehad gadol ve'ehad katon. We have a tray that was split into two pieces. One of them was big, one of them was small. Hagadol tameh ve'akaton tahor. The large piece is tameh. It is capable of being a utensil and therefore can become tameh because it's the majority of the original tray. It retains that keli status. But the small piece is tahor, it cannot become tameh because it only is a small piece of that original tray, and therefore it's not a continuation of what that tray was.